Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to another episode of the Sound Heart Radio. This morning's episode, as you know, is titled Understanding the Spiritual Psychodynamics of David Saul. If you would read 1 Samuel, you would know that Saul was the first king. He had not been chosen. By God, was chosen by people. And so they chose him because they felt he was tall. The scripture states that sections of people. So he was phenomenal. And so they name that means farms. And we don't know just that they're from possibly. But they were indeed farms, and so they had come in and they had So on one occasion, David had to take visions from the brothers. There he heard to earth challenge a giant, a pious god, and that he prior to that, that the king saw as chosen by people. The king was rejected by God. He failed to carry out the will of God that God gave to him. He was to go out and destroy Agag. However, Saul did not do that. Incomplete. He brought back in chapter 159. Saul brought back Agag and Beth. All sheep, cattle, fat calves, lambs, everything that's good. perceived, they were unwilling to produce. So, but everything that was described to be destructive, that God said to Sam, verse 10, I grieved, I have made Saul king, because he has turned away from me, and has not carried out my instructions. Samuel was trying to cry it out. And so something interesting happens. Verse 12. Early in the morning, Samuel got up to meet Saul, but he was told Saul has gone to Carmel. There, he has set up a monument in his own honor and has turned and gone off down to Gilgal. And so we see the egocentric, nature of Saul. You see the character. He set up a monument. He's gone off. And so now we know why he was like it. He had not submitted himself to God. And so God rejects him. And Samuel confronts Saul. And verse 20, Saul says to Samuel, "But I did obey. I went on the mission the Lord assigned to me. I completely destroyed the mountain. Your king." And this word, this king, Agag, his name means violent. Soldiers took sheep and cattle, that's what put to God, in order to sacrifice it to the Lord. Notice the language to the Lord, your God. There is just a huge soul at the sense that our God like. So, Saul loses that character that is 5% and tried to be. He also lost his three families to the five who anointed him and taught him and prayed for him. And he also lost his crown. God took the kingdom from him and gave it to David. He failed God and the people because he did not cultivate his spiritual life. He became proud and he did not follow what God told him to do. He blamed others. And verse 21, for his own sins. He was more concerned for his reputation than his character. And he tried to substitute sacrifice for obedience. And so this is just some basic information about Saul. This is a man who walks according to the flesh. Now, in chapter 16 of 1 Samuel, God brings in his own man. God anoints David as king. David is young. David is enthusiastic for God. Saul, however, is reaping the results of his disobedience. In chapter 16, verse 14, we read, "Now the Spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul," and this is given in the Cal Perfect, "and an evil spirit from the Lord tormented him." It actually means to terrify him. And so David is chosen, and David is now the anointed king. Saul is the sitting king. And so then we, when we move on, we have the confrontation of David with Goliath of Gath. And David, of course, is going to win. And this battle took place in the Valley of... So David wins, and in chapter 18, we see something else revealed about Saul. They go back home. There's a great victory. In chapter 18, verse 3, Jonathan makes a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. In verse 5, whatever Saul sent him to do, David did so successfully that Saul gave him a high rank in the army. So as they were returning home after David had killed the Philistine, verse 6, the women came out from all the towns of Israel to meet King Saul with singing and dancing, with joyful songs and with tambourines and lutes. As they danced, they sang, Saul had slain his thousands. Now notice what happens. Saul had slain his thousands. David, his tens of thousands. Saul was very angry. This refrain galled him. So here's a turning point, and again, in the life of Saul. That is another turning point, and in the life of David. David was Saul's servant. David played music for Saul when the tormenting spirit came upon him. They comforted him. Now, what you see, Saul is also a man who will be characterized by, who is characterized by envy, jealousy, and anger. That the object of his rage events will be David. And so in verse 8 we read, what more can he get but the kingdom? That is Saul speaking of David. Verse 9 reads, and from that time on, Saul kept an jealous eye on David. God was going to use this mad king in order to shape the personality, spiritual, to bring David to spiritual maturity. I'm running out of time, but I'm going to go deeper into this because I want to look at the psychopathology of envy. That's Saul was enslaved by approbation lust, that is, he wanted the applause of the crowd. He was self-centered and therefore a very insecure individual. And he felt that he must jealously guard his illusions and lies. And so he will go after David. Notice. Verse 10, the next day, this is chapter 18, an evil spirit from God came forcefully upon Saul. He was prophesying while David was playing the harp as he usually did. Saul had a spear in his hand, and he hurled it, saying to himself, I'll pin David to the wall. But David eluded him twice. Why is this given to us? Why do we need to read this? It's because there's some deep spiritual problem that's going on here that we will speak about in our next show. So stay tuned, and we'll see. We'll pick up this in the next show. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.